Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One is Mark and John's the other. They're just friends. They are not lovers. It's two old queens. It's two old queens. They're just sassy, not that mean. Two old queens. It's two old queens.
Now shut up.
Hello. Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
Mark, I know I say this every week, but this week I am very excited about our guest. Please tell everyone who it is.
Well, you should be excited. She's a writer for Brooklyn Nine-Nine and a host of three podcasts.
Wow.
Including Carditionate, A Funny Feeling, and 90 Day Bay. It's Marcy Giroux.
Yay.
Wow, Marcy. Three podcasts. How do you find the time to even guest on another one?
Oh, you know, I told the one that I did before this, we had to hurry up. I said,
fair.
You need to rush
need
over
to wrap
from
this
therapy.
Up.
Yeah.
No dilly-dallying in the parking lot.
Isn't dilly-dallying the worst?
Oh, gosh. And people dilly-dally now more than ever because of their phones.
Sure.
Yeah.
Someone gets in their car in the parking lot, they could be there for 5 more minutes.
Or longer.
Much longer.
7 minutes.
Once Quibi launches, forget it. We're all screwed.
No one's doing a thing. You have to watch that web series Brad Pitt made.
Finally.
I'm glad he's
Quibi.
Booking.
Can we just be honest? No one cares about Quibi.
We don't even
know
what
it is. I feel
it's going
to be a big bust.
It's the equivalent of Thanos. Theranos?
Okay, Theranos. Yeah.
Not the
also same thing too. Thanos and Theranos.
Mm-hmm. Both fictional.
Right, yes. Right.
So you host like I just thought of this. You have two reality show podcasts,
yes.
One spooky podcast.
Correct.
Do you like spooky reality shows like The Ghost Hunters?
I have been in phases where I like them, but I like a very, very specific kind of spooky reality show.
Okay. For example?
Like, I used to like Paranormal State a lot.
All right.
I think I saw that's where they go around to the different states.
No, they're like students who met at Penn State.
Oh.
But what I liked from that was a spinoff that one of their mediums did called Psychic Kids.
Whoa.
And this guy
that seems exploitive.
Yes, it is. And it was hosted by this man named Chip Coffey.
Oh, boy.
And Chip Coffey, you know, will have like a little dangling earring and a lot of scarves on.
Sure.
Painting a picture.
And he will say things like, you got to tell that ghost, get the fuck out of here.
Whoa.
Like, he is,
Chip, wow.
He wouldn't say that to the kids, but on like Penn State or
Paranormal State,
he would say like, oh, no, this one's bad.
There's nothing braver than standing up to a ghost.
Yes. But like, he just like is so like, I don't know, but just a real character.
Did you ever see the one, I think it was called The Haunted, where it's about like animals?
Ooh.
And like, but it would always be like, and then my cat started acting weird. Like, I don't know if you ever lived with a cat, but cats act weird
much. They do a weird thing every
40% of the day.
Because they want to kill you, but they know they can't.
Right.
Because they're like, well, I don't need to kill you because you're my food source, but
I want to, but I'm not sure what will happen.
Yes, I don't know yet what happens next. I don't think I want to go outside.
Oh, really? My cats want to go outside.
They like, my cat thinks he wants to, but he's like, oh, I'll let you shoo me in. I don't care.
Well, you found him outside.
I found him outside. And that was a bad experience, I think. So he.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, before I got him, he had a bad time. Yeah, so yeah. I think when he was like, well, she let me inside, I guess I'll stay.
You think he remembers the outside?
How long have you had your cat?
It'll be 3 years.
Okay.
3 years, yeah. So do you think he remembers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remind him every day.
You open a photo.
See this?
You remember when you were outside, you were starving, huh? Mm-hmm.
You ever put him on a leash, take him for a walk?
I used to.
Yeah.
And then he started begging to go out. And I was like, really? I didn't get a dog. No, sir.
Oh, funny. We have two cats, and they... Both, one of them was feral, and they both used to be indoor outdoor, but then one of them like left for 2 days and didn't come back, and there used to be a lot of like coyotes in this neighborhood, yeah. So we just kept them indoors, and it's been like 5 years, and they're used to not going outside now, but we tried to leash on one of them, and she was just like, no, get this off of me.
No.
Yeah.
Every like cat owner is like the man in that Brie Larson movie Room. You know what I mean? Like yes. You are like keeping these. This is the world to the cat.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true for me. I feel like I'm in more of a, Big Little Lies, Perry, and...
you're the Nicole
I'm
Kidman?
I'm Nicole Kidman.
You're the abused. Huh. You're the victim in this
the
relationship?
The sex is so wait, amazing, but the abuse is serious.
So your cat is... What's his name?
Alexander Skarsgård.
Skarsgård?
He's a bad boy. Looks great in a leather
But he
jacket.
Loves you, and you can't help it.
He loves me, but there's a violence within him that,
and that then can't be tempered.
As soon as the violence is over, he's like, now hold me.
And that intensity is part of the attraction,
yes.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. And I forget all about it.
Sure. But do you really?
I literally wear long sleeves to cover.
You are wearing long sleeves right now.
That's true.
Scars and scratches.
Oh, your scratches. Mm-hmm.
Do you need help? Or have you pack a bag?
I have a bag packed. But unfortunately,
you could stay here. If
I
you
also
need to.
Have a bunch of his cat food packed.
Oh,
in
no.
Bag.
Oh, no. You're codependent.
Yes.
Speaking of codependency.
Oh, what a segue.
Should we get into today's movie?
Let's get into today's movie.
We're talking Beaches. John, tell us a little bit about Beaches.
Well, I would love to tell you about Beaches. Beaches came out in 1988. It is an American comedy drama film adapted by Mary Agnes Donahue from the Iris Raynor Dart novel of the same name. It's directed by Gary Marshall, stars Bette Midler, Barbara Hershey, Mayim Bialik, John Hurd, James Reed, Spalding Gray, and of course, Lainey Kazan. It tells the story of a privileged rich debutante and a cynical struggling entertainer who share turbulent but strong childhood friendship over the years. And despite generally negative reviews from critics, the film was a commercial success, grossing $59 million at the box office. Bette Midler's Wind Beneath My Wings won Grammys for Record of the Year and Song of the Year, and it was nominated in the Academy Award for Best Art Direction. And there was a sequel based on the novel Beaches 2, I'll Be There, was planned with Barbara Eden, but unfortunately, it was never filmed.
I'll be there.
So, Marcia, we asked you to pick any movie at all. Uh-huh. Why did you pick Beaches?
I was trying to think of a movie that I would like to watch again that I already know.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
And so it kind of really narrows it down.
Sure.
And my go-to for a lot of things is Home for the Holidays, but that's a Thanksgiving movie.
Sure,
so
sure, sure. Yeah.
Ship has sailed.
I just did another podcast where I talked about Silence of the Lambs, which is another go-to.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one.
10 Things I Hate About You is one that I could have chosen because I love it, but I just had this feeling about Beaches.
Sure.
So what's your history? Did you see it like in the theaters? Did you watch it later?
I would have been, what year did it come
88?
Out?
88.
So I would have been very young when it came out. So I don't think I
okay.
saw it.
Okay. All right. We get it. Jesus. Okay. Congratulations.
6 years
old. You could
be
six and see Beaches.
Sure.
I could be six and go see Beaches.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that whenever I saw it first, it definitely imprinted upon me, and I think I've tried to be CeCe Bloom my entire life.
Okay.
Like
that
watching
tracks.
It again today, I was like, oh, so this is who I tried to be. I forgot because I haven't seen this in a long time, but I exactly tried to model my life after CeCe Bloom.
So what was your takeaway like from, because when it had been like 10 years since you saw it last or so?
Probably longer.
What did you think of it?
It is very over the top acting.
Yeah,
from
sure.
Bette. But there are some moments that like are really great. And
yeah,
the stage pieces are actually I love so much.
Yeah, they're great.
I love the Titslinger and the what is the
Industry? Yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I love it. And those little scary masks. Like I could see why they were nominated for art direction.
Yeah.
Or did they win? Or
they did not know.
I can see why they didn't win as well. But I can see why they were nominated. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
They were in the mix.
They were in the mix. It's like you didn't
part of the conversation. Right, yeah.
But I just love, I don't know, the... Like any, I think even as a young girl, anything with two women, I wanted to see.
Sure. Celebration of Friendship.
Yeah. I love the movie Feds.
Oh, yeah. Rebecca De Mornay.
Uh-huh. And the other little weird lady.
Another weird bird lady.
Yeah.
So, John, what's your history of beaches?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's extensive. I definitely saw it a couple of times before, but similarly, it's one I hadn't probably seen in like 15 years, maybe. But it was, I was sort of like surprised at like it's like 2 hours and 3 minutes, but like it does, like it spans so much time and it's so, it has like, so there's so many like leaps in time and like so many, like it feels sort of epic in its way. You know what I mean? Like there's just so much happening.
It doesn't feel like a over 2 hour movie either, I thought.
No, I agree. I mean, I think it feels sort of like, I think it feels maybe an hour 55, but you know.
Exactly.
It flies by.
That's exactly.
So as if those 8 minutes don't happen.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it was like, it's a solid movie for what it is. Absolutely.
Yes.
I think, you know, I get why like people like it. And I did like, it's also too, like, I always think of it, I don't know, of like, this is sort of like very sort of like corny and sappy, but like I did get emotional at the end watching it again, even though like I knew what was coming.
Oh, boy.
Sure.
Yeah, it's sort of one of those things I feel almost like, not exactly, but like sort of like It's a Wonderful Life, where like, oh, right, that last scene and whatever. But like if you do sit down and watch it from the beginning and go through it, then when you get to the end, you're like, it is A Wonderful Life.
Even watching Little Women again, where I was like, I know what's going to happen, and yet
it
I'm
going
to cry for a third of the fucking movie.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Mark? What's your...
I saw it in the theaters. I was 13. Thank you very
much.
Oh,
you took yourself to the theater?
I think so, in another little closeted gay boy.
Oh, perfect.
And I went, maybe. I think I had the soundtrack on cassette.
Uh-huh.
So
sure,
it was like
sure.
A good 6 months when I was like, I love this music. So I hadn't probably seen it in...
Since then,
maybe. Mm-hmm. I felt the 2 hours and 3 minutes
personally. Oh, okay.
I feel like Bette Midler's character is kind of like an asshole the whole movie.
I mean, I think they're both assholes.
They're both like kind of unlikable, and I don't buy them as friends either. I didn't buy, like, they seem like so disparate from each other. Like, why do they like each other?
I think
what brings them, they're both assholes.
I think there was a way in like when they were kids, they were sort of fascinated by the differences of
yes.
their lives. Like you live a very different world from me, kind of thing.
Sure,
and
but
I think,
you get through that after like the first letter exchange.
Right.
Yeah,
but
yes, yeah.
I think also you have to imagine that the Gary Marshall and the writers
yes.
are only showing us the plot points and not
Absolutely.
The good times.
Gotcha.
Like,
I want to see those good times, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing in most movies is they don't let you just live in the good times.
Like the hangout parts?
Yeah, you don't get to just have fun and chill.
I guess maybe this was, I want to be a little more like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where
oh,
it's just
yeah.
kind of like a hangout.
Right, yeah.
You know? And then we have that gut punch at the end.
Right, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood doesn't start with them as children and then have
Unfortunately
all these different
not,
fights.
No.
I mean,
I mean, who could you cast as a young Leo and a young Brad?
CG
oh.
it.
Look at the Irishman.
Yeah, they did it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But like watching Maya Bialik like smoking
yeah.
under a boardwalk, come on.
She
I mean,
reminded
me
so much of Lady Gaga.
Oh,
yes.
I could see that. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
I was like, if we didn't know it was Maya Bialik, I would have been like, oh, is that
yes.
young Lady Gaga?
I just thought she was like a brat though. The whole
yes.
time I'm like, you're a little asshole.
Right, but like all
yeah.
kids are brats. Like when you're,
I know, but I don't
want to
watch assholes.
You, right, sure, fine.
You didn't find her sort of charming in
no,
her irascible way.
Smack talking to your mother like that. That's so
are
rude.
If your mother was Lainey Kazan, though, come
I
on.
I would be in heaven.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
Wait,
true.
That moment in the dressing room was exactly like Leo in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood in his trailer.
That's true.
Sure,
mm-hmm. screaming and being like, you. you screwed me, Mom. And she
I don't think
right.
he said you screwed me.
Well, you know, but Mom did mess her up. She was like, of course, you run your big mouth. And now that,
that's right.
What did she call her? The
hand-walking queer.
Hand-walking queer. I remembered that phrase, but then I was like, wait, that's who that is? Little girl, right. Like an American.
Yeah, this image
theme.
In your hand, like a circus.
Right, I love how they bring out this set with like just an American flag that has nothing to do with anything.
But I do think it is like super campy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So I wasn't quite moved at the end because it is so emotionally manipulative and I don't quite buy it. So mm-hmm.
I think it's even interesting looking at their two different worlds and how, like, when we have Barbara Hershey's character, who no one knows her name. We only know CeCe Bloom.
The whole movie.
It's Hillary, Whitney.
Hillary Whitney
is
her
name. Whitney, Hillary just exists so CeCe can have a friend that died. I feel like that's her point in the movie. Like, she's not really a character. She's more like a device. She's there so CeCe can have a dead friend.
Well, I think it's also like
the movie's pretty one-sided.
I think you're not wrong, but I also think like Bette Midler's character is like she does numbers. You know what I mean? Like, so like
she's
it's fun to watch. But like you can yes. watch like here's a number from my nightclub act. Here's a number that I'm doing on Broadway
sure.
where it's just like here's a court case I'm trying or here
we
I am like doing
that.
Paperwork.
She just sweats on some steps.
Sure. I agree. But I mean,
you
like if you have
it was
to
too long. They wanted to include those scenes.
I want a trial scene. A full. What is she doing for the ACLU?
Yeah. She's trying to go to protests and marches and whatnot.
Just if she can fit it in her schedule. Mm-hmm. Got to be a wasp first.
Well, as you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movie ever.
This isn't it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
won't
I
we?
Don't know. So it's not the gayest movie ever. So
I know. But, you know.
So we have a very elaborate and Byzantine scoring system with okay. which we are going to judge this movie. Everyone's going to give a score out of 1 to 100. Then we take the average. We have like 38 categories
who
right
does
now.
The math?
The computer.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So
then it's actually
congrats.
0 to 100.
Okay.
We're going to go through all the categories. Then at the end of all the categories, you will then add a category which will become canon. And we will
wow.
use that category moving forward as a device through which to find the gayest movie ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got it?
Great.
So
I'm
we're all going to do a we're all going to give our individual score. Then we take the average.
Does this podcast get longer and longer?
Yes, it
yes.
has. Mm-hmm. You're going to start it out as a tight 5 minutes, and now we're at an hour 20.
Are you going to just start letting people be like, you can add one, but you can knock two out now.
Oh, we've
we're debating
everything.
That. Yeah, yeah. We're still figuring it out.
I think let your audience decide.
Yeah, that's another thing we've been discussing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's all in the mix.
All right. First category, homoeroticism.
Yes.
Homoeroticism. Uh-huh. On a scale of 0 to 100, how homoerotic would you say Beaches is?
Beaches really isn't homoerotic.
No.
There's nothing. Even for being all the Broadway shows, not one bathhouse?
I mean, it's Bette Midler. You'd think
yes.
there could be
yeah.
one scene. But she's in a jazz club where there's like a few people there, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, not a lot.
Nothing.
I mean,
is that one play where maybe we could imagine backstage something.
Sure, there's
on.
That.
The
industry one.
Sizzle, yeah.
No, that, some of the guys had some nice tight pants in
yeah.
the auto titling number.
But was that homoerotic?
I mean, it's not.
Can women be homoerotic?
Of course.
Sure, yeah.
There's some like, you know.
Did you think there was?
There is this like undercurrent of maybe it's not sexual, but obsession and being in love with that we have between Hillary and CeCe.
No, I
think
CeCe's only obsession is with herself.
Sure.
That's what you think.
That's what you think.
That's what we show. That's what we are shown. That's what
we
think.
Do you think it would that there will be a remake of Beaches where they are like perhaps lovers?
I mean, there should be, right? But
Swamps.
There was a TV remake with Idina Menzel, but the Barbara Hershey character was a woman of color.
Yes.
I didn't see that.
I didn't either.
It was on Lifetime.
But it sounds like we should.
You didn't see the Lifetime remake of Beaches with Idina Menzel?
Honestly,
what are you doing with your life?
Because
I know.
We didn't make the choice to not see it. We just didn't see
right.
it.
The universe kept it away
yeah.
from us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So what are you going to score this on a 0 to 100?
I guess a 17.
17, based on
the queer, hand-walking queer?
Yeah. That little girl?
That's true.
Yeah.
But they said
queer. There's something there. Yeah, I think I'm going to go. I mean, I'm trying to think. There definitely there are some like gay people in this movie. Definitely.
I see your grid. You have nothing written next to homo.
Well, because that one. Okay, you don't need to reveal this to the audience listening at home. It's very unfair. I don't talk about what you're looking at when we're watching.
No, it's stopping you.
Yeah, it is not very homo. There's very little to get excited or get to beat off to in this movie.
What homoerotic means?
Well, not necessarily. No. Well, that's just we all interpret the category in our own way. Yeah, I'll go 9.
9. I have to give it a 0. There's
fair enough. Fair enough.
Honestly, fair.
Mm-hmm. All right, next category: actual gay characters. Let's go.
Okay,
0-100.
I counted 3 definite gay characters.
Me too.
Okay, let's see if there's.
Let's do one at a time.
Okay, the first one I had, who will come up later in cameos, but Mark Shaman
on keyboard,
who on the keyboard in the very opening under the boardwalk.
I got that one too.
When she auditions early on in the movie, and then they're like next, and that guy comes on and sings "K Sarah Sarah." All right, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then my third one was the manager. His name was Harry. He was the manager at the piano bar.
Oh, I did not get the one who paid her with the mustache.
Yes, because then later she's like, movies. When Barbara Hershey shows up, she's like, take care of her luggage. And he goes, I've got a bad back.
Oh, the one I had, my third one was the guy who wrote Earth Mother Bloom. When they say, and to you, who the writer. And they just show this like. Pretty good.
Oh, right.
With a deadpan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Looks like they've tortured his text. That's
but he kind of, he had a gay pinched face.
Okay.
That sort
so
of
there's
like,
at least
so now
four,
we have 4. Okay.
One of which has a name.
Another
major, none of them are in more than one scene.
No.
That is
very
true.
Small part, not major characters. You can eliminate all these characters from the movie and the movie would still happen.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's true. Bette Midler without Mark Shaman would not happen.
I mean, that particular character could have been anything.
I remember that K. Sarah
yeah.
guy. That stands out.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But we don't know, like,
we don't know. We're just
right.
projecting.
I mean, I'm sure some of those guys in the industry number with the mask, they had to be gay.
I just assumed that all of the actors were.
Every single actor.
I'm sure that the Otto Titzling, the Philip DeBrasier, the. Yeah.
So what would you give this on actual gay characters, 0 to 100?
20.
20.
I'm not giving it great scores.
I'm
going to
give it 25.
Okay.
25. Yeah.
This is 25%?
We counted four.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
I'm going to give it 7.
Okay.
That's a huge. Bump for him.
Yeah,
This is big. This is big news. All right, next category. Camp factor. On a scale of 0 to 100, how campy is Beaches? How
all
do
of
you
it.
Define
98.
Camp?
All of it.
I mean, any moment that Cece is on stage and all of her hairstyles, she even had different colors of red hair.
That's oh,
true.
Yeah.
The versatility.
I mean, do you have like a favorite wig of hers?
I really love young, like, bangs and face kind of.
When she was a little blonder?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that one.
I liked when the director told her, you're through.
Oh, right.
It's like on top of her. Yeah. Anytime an actress is told, you're through, that's campy.
Oh, were we talking about campy? I thought we were talking about wigs.
Well, yeah, but
we'll get to wigs.
Sorry, yeah.
Wigs, don't worry.
There are a category coming up later.
I mean, just like her screaming, like, how dare you, piece of crap. And then he gives her the $50.
Right,
like,
yeah.
That moment. Mm-hmm.
I think when Hillary and her husband not enjoying Sizzle 66 is very funny to me.
Her whole apartment.
Yes.
That art
a fight in the makeup department.
Yes.
The
doll.
Bad child actor playing Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty rough. That's campy. I think a bad child actor is campy.
Okay.
I think the Hollywood Bowl intro.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
I thought that was elegant.
Yes. Well, you know.
It did make the Hollywood Bowl look smaller than it really is.
Yeah, it's giant, guys.
It is giant.
Yeah.
Usually movies make things look bigger.
That's true. It was funny. I was watching it this time. I was like, oh, I've been to the Hollywood Bowl. Like, this is the first time I'd seen it since I'd been there.
For the first time.
Yes. I was like, oh, now I see. Now I get
here.
It.
This
okay. Now, now I'm watching Beaches.
Like an insider.
Yeah. It was like the first time I had seen the movie.
And then little Cece Bloom wearing that sequined.
Yeah.
Number.
That little flapper sort
and
of thing.
And then her Aunt Vesta.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hillary's Aunt Vesta being like, why hang out that strange little girl? I thought that was camp.
That definitely camp.
Yeah.
How do you define camp?
Anything that's like, that's not how people behave.
Okay.
That's not how people decorate.
That's a good detector.
That's
that is a good way to do it.
That we wear. Did I say the dog already?
Oh, right. The dog.
Albert.
That dog is camp.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what would you give this on a scale of 0 to 100?
She said 98.
I said 98.
All right, just confirming.
I'm going to go. I'm trying to think of a moment that's non-campy. Because like, I mean, even like her death, like everything about it is like played for maximum like melodrama.
Yeah, I mean, think about the fucking doing the bunny. Yeah.
This the singing telegram bunny.
The bunny boy.
Right.
Right. I think I'm going to go 99 just because there's no like no wire hangers moment quite.
Yes.
Right.
So like to give it just a little bit more. But like it is pretty much like every frame of that movie has camp all over it.
Absolutely.
It is pretty campy. It's not the campiest thing I've ever seen.
It's well, not sure.
So I can't go. It's not burlesque. I never finished burlesque.
You're saving it for later. This is too good. I can't watch it all at once.
Not exactly. I'm going to give it an 80 because, yeah, it is really 80? Campy, but it's not like. It was slow, I thought. So that kind of like took away the camp. It had a better clip or some Ezel. Everything's kind of like played in the middle a lot.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. I felt like there was a lot.
Peaks or
I felt
I
like
more.
Part of what I actually sort of admired from the movie was like it was pretty condensed. You know, like
yes.
There was a lot of it. Like considering the amount of like time that passed in the movie, they really packed a lot in.
Yeah, I'm just talking about emotional peaks and that. Like if we did have a wire hangers thing. More fights, more like...
I don't know. They had a ton of fights. They weren't all as, like the level of
I wanted more.
But no, they had, like, fights at the beach house. They had fights at the...
There was always, like, little sniping.
Yeah, there was, like, don't make me sing Christmas carols in bed.
I wanted more.
Okay,
there was anti-Semitism that happened.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
There's that.
Very fun. Okay, give it an 80. What do you want from me?
A 90-something?
Nope. Not getting it, Beaches.
Okay.
You're too dreary.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next category, makeover montage.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. There was no makeover montage, but
there
were. We could talk about
evolution of looks were nonstop in this movie.
Is that a montage?
No.
There was I think that them going from childhood to
the
like adulthood,
writing.
That was a makeover montage.
Okay.
I think.
And when she goes from the beach to the funeral.
Sure. There you go. There were a lot of montages.
Wait,
they weren't all makeover montages.
When they just changed their clothes from one scene to another, that's a montage, right?
According to John, it is. I say it's not. I think a montage
there was,
is more
during
than two
one
scenes.
Of the montage, one of the montages, Bette Midler was doing Barbara Hershey's toes. So that's a bit of a
you
makeover. So yeah, I think there's definitely
don't hold your
stuff
back
because
you are reaching.
I think this definitely has some makeover montages in it. There's a bunch of montages. I guess there's some montages.
There's like time passage.
I think
they're
like them going from childhood to adulthood. I think there's like they're different women now.
Yes.
They're very different people.
But it's not quite like My Fair Lady. You know
what I mean? I know you have a very specific. They have to be in a mall. They have to be listening to Girls Just Want
to
Have Fun.
This is
you always say. You need.
It could be a boutique.
Yeah. Unfair
category. Thrift store.
I think this has makeover montages. What are you going to give it, Marcy?
I mean, because he's right, it's not technically a montage.
It's okay.
Right.
You can still score it however you want to score
it.
You
so
certainly can.
Many
You'd be wrong, but you can.
You don't get it's an opinion thing. You can't say something's
you
wrong.
You told me there were more fights. I said there were I wanted more. You said I was
you
wrong.
Said there were two and I said there were more than two.
Marcy, what are you going to give?
I'm going to give it a 50.
50?
Going right in the middle because it's not technical, but boy, did I see a lot of looks.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm going to go 65.
Woo. 65. I'll give it a 40.
Oh.
Okay.
I feel like that's generous.
It's not. It's my honest reaction. I tried to remove my own personal emotion from my score.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm doing.
He disassociates.
Right. I disassociate. Yeah. I compartmentalize.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a schizo. Next category, over-the-top wardrobe.
Oh,
I mean, crazy.
Right.
I mean, this
101.
Is. Yeah.
Lainey
I mean, it's
Kazan's
like late
80s.
Lainey Kazan's blouses. I mean, it's also like the late 80s, so it's just like the shoulder pads on top of shoulder pads on top of shoulder pads.
The one thing that was confused, that experimental theater, Earth Mother Bloom.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
That was meant to be like the early 70s.
Oh,
looked like
right.
It was 85. Or it was like so. It was like Kate
I
Bush.
Think it was supposed to be like 60s, actually.
Yeah, it did not. It was so like of 88.
Yeah.
It was hard. And there were also shots in the background where like they have Viva paper towels and the logo was the current temporary one. So and this got nominated for production design.
Well,
what an eye. I thought art design, no? Or,
yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Either one. There was some.
I think they just called it production design.
It
recently.
Was hard sometimes to pick down what year things were meant to be.
That's what the wigs were supposed to be for us, I
every
think.
Every wig tells a story.
every wig just grounds you in a time and place.
I honestly never thought about it tracking. Like thinking of the specific years
because they start at the beginning, they tell you what year it is.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I might have been playing
Cece's bedazzled denim shirt with the shoulder cutouts.
Yes, that's
oh yeah, her sort of yeah, yeah.
When her career's in the toilet,
she's doing disco.
Oh,
there's
boy.
Also one shot where she like I think it's when she gets out of it's after like the theater. Play debut and she's uh-huh. like wearing like this green outfit. She looks like the Riddler, like Poison Ivy.
Yes, mm-hmm. love that. Yes. Oh, it's great.
Everything in Sizzle 76.
Oh yeah.
What would you give this an over the top board?
I would say this would be, like 85 or
95.
Not. Yeah.
I'm gonna go 95.
Okay.
95.
Because literally everything Bette Midler wears.
Yeah.
And Barbara Hershey is a little more muted, but she's a lawyer.
She's even like
yeah.
a business suit when she's dying at the beach.
I know.
They put a nightgown on a cat. Come on. Yeah. That's over the top.
Unnecessary.
They have more they have multiple fascinators in this movie.
Yes. I'm going to give it an 88.
All righty.
So I gave it the lowest?
Yeah. Yeah.
I got okay. nervous.
That's okay.
Don't worry.
Sometimes people get intimidated when they come on this podcast. It's okay.
Mark was gonna yell at me.
I'm never going to yell at you. I'm going to yell with you.
Let's figure out how that is different.
Don't take my reactions personally. All right, next category. Does it hold up? I mean, did it ever?
I think it, like, there's very little about it. I can't think there's anything that's just like, ooh, we don't do that
anymore.
Well,
the hand-walking queer, they probably wouldn't
say that little
anymore.
Line,
that's,
sure.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because sometimes when you put things in their time, they still hold up. You're
yes.
like, well, this is tacked to the 19 whatever.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think it does.
I think so, too. Like, is there anything that you think, like, you would change or, like, reshoot or rewrite?
I mean, I do think the specific heart disease they chose.
Some weird virus.
It's like very vague and it doesn't.
Well, no, it actually is a thing. It just.
But like her like symptoms of it, like her symptoms are vague and then they just give it a name.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look it up, the fatality rate doesn't seem as extreme.
I saw this in the okay. in the trivia section at the time. Yes, it was.
Okay.
But at 2005. They had like update, like science had advanced. So,
so
I guess in that way you could
so
say
that
yeah.
doesn't hold up
so I guess
because
so, sure.
of science.
Thank
but
you.
If it's set in the 90s, then it makes sense. Or the late 80s, excuse me.
But maybe for now, like she could have like an opioid addiction or something. That'd be what kills her.
Sure.
Or just any other like disease where like, oh, we didn't know about that one until now.
HPV
right.
or something.
No, mm-hmm. something that's fatal.
Hepatitis C.
Yes.
So what would you score it on? Does it hold up?
I think it holds up like a 95.
95. Don't change a frame.
Yeah, I'm going to go 95 as well.
I'm going to give it a 60.
Why? What do you think it dated
I think
about
it's
it?
It's dull.
But that's
overall.
Not different.
That's
not
the category.
Not the category.
The pacing was slow.
That's
I don't know.
Not
it just
the
felt.
Category.
This is my perspective.
Okay.
I didn't think it held up.
Fine. Then I thought that
also
it had
that
a lot of red colors. So I'm giving it a 100.
I'm saying it's like one sided. It's all about Bette Midler. And I think like at the time that probably made sense because she was a bigger star. But now as a movie, that doesn't hold up because it's supposed to be a story of a friendship. But really, it's a story of Cece and her friend that dies.
I think you're interpreting the category in an interesting way.
Oh,
in
Mr.
That, like,
Mannequin, snowmen are mannequins. The nerve of you to tell me I'm taking liberties interpreting the category. Moving on, drag queen inspiration on 0 to 100.
Oh, I mean 100.
Yeah,
100.
We gotta
There's
go 100.
So many things.
All yeah. of Sizzle 76.
Yeah.
I mean, just any Bette Midler and even
exactly,
Barbara
yeah.
Hershey.
Yeah.
Like, just being kind of like sad and. Cheated
Lainey
on.
Kazan also.
All
she's
of
Lainey
Kazan.
My God.
She was only 5 years older than
I know, isn't
Midler.
That
isn't that wild?
She's great.
She's
her,
great,
her,
isn't it?
In the beginning, her tits are something to behold.
They are. Lainey Kazan actually went to the same college I went to, and she came back and did when I was a senior, and she did, and she was in a production of Mother Courage and Her Children. And
what is that?
It's a Brecht play. And she didn't like learn her lines. She had a hard time learning her lines, so like they were taped in different places all over the set. So if you happen to be sitting in the mezzanine in the theater, you could be like, oh, that bench has like a script
That's
taped
amazing.
On it.
So
and one night she like got up and like the script would like had somehow like attached to her butt. So she was like doing the scene with like a piece of paper flapping off
sure.
of her butt.
But did she nail like, it?
She was great, but her tits were something to behold.
There's
definitely.
Something.
Kazam.
There you go.
So what would you give this on Drag Queen Inspiration?
Oh, I already said 100, right?
100.
I'm going to go 100 as well.
Yeah, there's a ton of looks in this movie. But that's not all, so I got to give it a 94.
Okay.
Because that Barbara Hershey stuff was just so sad. Caper
drag
music.
Drag queens love death, though.
Sure. That's true.
Caper music on a scale of 0 to 100.
Ooh.
Trying to think, like, what we would, like, a caper might, like, the music she was listening to when she was driving, because technically most of this movie is a flashback.
It's great that she was listening to her own music as she was driving. Like, it was practical music, and it was her own music.
No, well, acted first under the boardwalk, it was the actual song. It wasn't her singing it, wasn't it, on the radio?
But when she's driving up to San Francisco from L.A.,
right?
She's listening, like, and that was CC Blue.
Oh, that's right. I mean, it tells you so much about the character.
In my mind, like, yeah, that, like, it's so early on in the film that the fact that she listened to the whole thing without changing.
Sure. Like, this will take my mind off my troubles myself.
I don't know if that's a caper, though.
I don't think so. Because what was the song? Yeah. Under the Boardwalk?
Under the Boardwalk.
What are you going to do? Steal sand?
I mean, that's a very pedestrian caper, very
like
lazy.
Shuffle. You're going to shuffle on the beat.
You're sauntering in that caper.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of caper.
Was
of
there... there wasn't a whole lot of caper-ish stuff happening.
The closest is maybe that Earth, the Industrial song, but even
Industry?
Was kind of like
it's not a caper. It's like hard to know like what was happening actually in that number. Like it was sort of like visually weird.
Marlena Dietrich meets Mum and Shaw's meets Sergeant Pepper with a dash of Kate Bush.
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna order it off the menu, but I don't know what it is.
I feel
like getting Ethiopian food.
So confused right now. But so I guess. Five. Because I got confused.
Yeah. I'm going to go 10.
Based on nothing?
That, and also just like, there was like music when they were like in the hospital and she was giving birth and, you know, running through the hallways and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They had that whole Benny Hill thing.
Yeah.
sax played. I'm giving it a 0. I didn't notice any caper music.
All right.
Next category, teamwork.
I mean, they had plenty of moments of teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
We got them as kids. Let's let Cece come into a nice restaurant for once.
Right. Yeah. Well.
Basically, like half the film is Barbara Hershey or Cece like pulling the other one up. Right.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Or they're fighting. I mean, it's one or the other.
I guess I don't buy like Cece's transition from like not being a narcissist to caring about somebody else. Like it just felt unmotivated to me.
Well,
it just felt arbitrary. I didn't buy it.
I think part of it was just like she had had so many careers up and downs. Like she,
I feel
had,
we can see it, but the movie didn't show any of that.
Did she got fired from that
one
movie?
Change didn't the her like character change of being selfless didn't make any sense. It seemed to come out of nowhere. Like
right.
What motivated that?
But
change?
Part of Cece is Cece does not exist in a vacuum. She can't be by herself.
Yeah.
She needs the other person.
Well,
she
then
needs
I want attention.
It might not
Tupper
be an
Lowe's.
Equal. It might not be an equal partnership, but it is a team. You know.
But I felt like the movie never addressed that really.
What are you talking about? That scene with Lainey Kazan where she was like, I couldn't pay attention to you anymore. You need
no
me to constantly
pay
attention
to you.
Enough.
To you.
Yeah.
I guess I want to see it, not be told it.
What? I mean.
That's all. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It just felt like hacky, but it just felt like there was like perfunctory.
Well, talk to Gary Marshall.
Get him. You know a medium. Call that guy. It's the first thing I say to him. I've reached the land of the dead and I have notes on beaches.
Wait, did you notice that there was like a store clerk or something who was Betty Spaghetti from A League of Their Own?
Oh, I did not know.
And then
that's
I was like,
great.
Who is that? And then I was like, Reiner. Okay, that's a Reiner.
That's a Reiner girl?
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. That was her last name. Something Reiner. And I was like, that's why she's got two very low, minimal speaking parts and huge movies.
She needs a health insurance.
So what are you going to give this on teamwork?
I'm going to say this is a good, like, the team wasn't always perfect, but they were. That's the
but
whole
they,
reason
they always came back together.
That's
again.
The whole reason anyone likes this movie is that they're best friends.
That's true.
So I'm gonna say this is a 95.
95.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go. It is a movie about female friendship. I'm gonna give it I'll give it an 85.
85. I'm gonna give it a 50 because I didn't.
Okay.
Buy it.
All right. All right.
But it was there. All right. Next category on a scale of 0 to 100. How likely are you to recommend this to gay people? So your little nephew, Joffrey, tells you, I'm on the rowing crew and I've met someone across the oars.
I say, if you want to cry, this is, yes, it'd have to be a very young person because I can't imagine that I could meet a gay person my age or older.
Sure.
Who
hadn't seen Beaches.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. They'll be like, Bette Midler, are you kidding me? But for a younger generation, yes, I guess they would need to discover Bette Midler, mm-hmm. right?
Sure,
sure.
Unless,
she's worth knowing. Yeah, she's part of the history. She's, yeah.
Part of the tapestry.
Also, mm-hmm. this is an interesting thing, too, that, like, the evolution of what it means to be a gay person, too, right? Like,
in 88, we didn't exist.
Well, I'm just mean
we
that,
did,
like,
but we had AIDS.
The way that
yeah,
the way that
away.
Young, like maybe a 15-year-old coming out now is treated so differently than how either of you ever experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And so it's not such a subculture in a way.
No, you have
sure.
a found family anytime you open up Twitter.
So I just, but anyway, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't
I think what I was saying was the whole like. Bette Midler, I think of her as such like a drag icon.
Sure,
and
sure.
And so for a certain generation, it makes so much more sense than like, I don't know if the young kids are, that's what they're into.
Oh,
what are the,
oh,
young,
gotcha.
The young gays into? They're TikToking.
They're Lady Gaga's and their
Lizzo.
Whatnots.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. But I do think they love their Billie Eilish.
Billie, yeah, sure. Bad
who
guy.
Doesn't?
Spooky.
I do think there's some things in here they're going to like, though. So
oh, definitely.
I'm going to say this is an 80. Yeah.
80.
80. I'm going to go higher. If a gay person I met and they're like, I haven't seen Beaches. So I was like, yes, it's creaky and there's some stuff that is a little whatever, but like, you got to see Beaches.
Yes.
There's like a lot of fun stuff in there of different varieties. So I'm going to go. I'm going to go
95. 40. This is not essential viewing to me.
You don't think it's essential?
No, you can watch Hocus Pocus, I think.
Oh,
Big
this
Business.
Is much better than Hocus Pocus.
I don't know. That's Kathy and Jimmy.
Yeah, but
and
Hocus Pocus is an inept movie.
And it's also 20 minutes shorter.
So what? It doesn't
right.
make sense.
You're okay. So you're
just, I'm just saying.
You watched this movie today when you wanted to do something else.
No, I don't regret watching this at all. Next category: how much felt?
Okay, so there was.
Why do you look confused?
It is a confusing category. You're right. There was one scene
there's
where
a lot of felt.
There's a lot of felt in this movie. There was a scene where they were playing pool, so there's felt on
pool
the pool table.
Oh.
There's the theater seat seemed to be like felty.
Sure. So many hats. I saw
so many hats.
Wow.
So
the horse riding
felt going
hats.
On there.
Hillary's mm-hmm. hat and club and the jazz. The rabbit costume.
The hat when she was gonna go. Thought she was going to get married, and then
yep.
she got the phone call.
That terrifying clown baby decor.
That
thing.
Was a weird thing. I
yes.
don't know if that was felt, but it was terrifying.
Yeah. Cece's robe at one point.
Mm-hmm.
God, you would have to imagine any of those theater scenes just full.
Yeah.
Full to the brim.
Oh,
filled
yeah.
with
oh,
like stained
playing.
Felt.
Yes. Well, then in that case, I'm thinking this is 75.
75?
Yeah, that sounds. I'm going to go 78 just because.
I'll go 70.
Okay.
Felt here.
Pretty good felt.
A lot of felt.
All right, next category. Facial hair. On a scale of 0 to 100.
Okay, there wasn't a whole lot. There was
no.
the waiter when they were young girls who they got the chocolate soda.
Okay.
But in the Otto Titzling number, both Otto
there's
Titzling
some,
and Philip
yeah.
de Brazier
yes,
had facial
some
hair.
Yes.
There was the judge in the neck brace who married them. He had a beard.
Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, there's.
Man in the jazz club had a beard. The
jazz
club owner had
Harry,
a
Yeah, Harry had a beard.
Mustache.
He had a big mustache.
Yeah.
There's some. None of them. I agree, none of the main characters. Like John Hurd didn't have one. The. Shitty husband. Do you know what I found in the book? John Hurd's character was a pedophile.
Fun.
Glad we cut that.
Well, how did that fit in?
I don't know.
I guess like more tragedy. I guess you know
maybe
movies,
that maybe that's what sort
issue.
Of more like prompted the divorce.
Because now it just felt kind of like I think we're done here.
I wonder
yeah, it did
if
feel
in
a little
book,
like
after
nah.
he pedophiles and they divorce, are they still friendly and then do a?
I think it's probably someone else. Because it sort of that does sort of not make sense so much that she was like, oh, I'm leaving this guy who you know Spalding Gray to go back to my ex to direct me in a show in this tiny little off Broadway theater, which is really I think the Gary Marshall Theater here in L.A.
Oh,
spoiler.
Is that? Oh.
So what are you going to give this for facial hair?
I guess 4.
4.
I'm going to give it 25.
25. I'll give it a 10.
Okay.
Next category, shattered glass a scale of 0 to 100. I didn't see any Chevy.
Oh, gosh.
There wasn't. I tried. I looked real hard. No one threw a thing. There's no. No one stepped on an earring. Or
it's so crazy because what a good opportunity. When
I know.
Someone
throw
falls.
A glass
especially
of Chardonnay
in that, like,
at somebody.
That Art Deco apartment, like that, yeah. She could have really gone to town
let
on
the
that.
Dog get loose off the leash.
Gosh, you could have really.
Barbara Hershey could have had a moment when she walks in and sees that other woman wearing her robe.
Yeah.
I'm just having a surge of regret that we didn't do First Wives Club.
Oh, yeah.
Next time, next time.
I'm not coming back.
Oh, fair enough.
She's got too many podcasts
got
to do.
Too
she can't.
No, I will come back. I need to see how far these categories go.
Don't worry, we're about a third of the way.
So broken glass, zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go zero.
John, a rare zero from John.
I hate going zero because I just feel like
it's accurate.
No, it's a real like kiss of death for the whole
yes.
The average overall.
What can you do?
What can you do?
Next category, the male gaze. So how horny is the camera for the male form in this movie?
Not a lot.
Nothing.
I mean, like,
lot.
Even like John Hurt is wearing a lot of like baggy clothes for the most part.
Where Barbara Hershey and her husband are like in the beach house.
Yeah.
In front of the fire. And you see his shoulder. Then he gets up and you just see his feet. You couldn't get a wide
shot. Like a little leg. Yeah.
Nothing.
Also, in that shot, he's like stepping over her with his like dick dangling right over her face.
We assume. Right. Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying that, like, there was a good
opportunity
to see some buns or something.
Right. Yeah. Even, like, a nice calf or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We got a calf. So.
Yeah, but it was mostly ankle, it seemed to me.
Yeah, it wasn't great, guys.
No, Gary
Marshall,
I
mean, I think maybe.
He wants us to believe he is.
I think. Right. I mean, like, some of the pants and the auto-titsling number were a little snug.
Okay.
There's something
wasn't
there.
Shot particularly highlighted. Or
well, I mean, you want to see the whole picture. You
exactly.
know, you want to see the stage picture.
When John Heard, the pedophile, opens the door upon meeting her for the singing telegram, he is not, his pants aren't on yet.
Okay.
Sure.
So there you go.
Buttoning his pants through that scene.
That's right. Okay.
So what are you going to give this?
I guess you imagined that there was a child on the other side of the door there.
Sorry.
Like, we got to keep this moving. We can't do this.
All right, baby. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say it's a 10. Yeah.
10.
I'll go 9.
9? You went a 0. This
okay.
Like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I like different parts of men than you.
I guess so. That's fair. Next category. Angry phone hangups. On a scale of 0 to 100.
Boy, unfortunately, they just wrote letters. So.
Angry letter ripping?
That's true. There was one moment where when Bette Midler first gets the job that leads to industry, mm-hmm. where Barbara Hershey is on the phone, and she comes in, and she like sort of hangs up the phone.
Was that angry?
Of that. I mean, it was like not. It was like before its time. And there were like, I know it's not a phone hang up, but there were like a couple angry door slams, which I feel like is sort of spiritually similar. So I'm going to give it a few. I'm going to award it a few points for that.
Honestly,
so door slams are okay and phone it. But what was I crazy about?
Well, you were saying,
what
does it hold up? And you were talking more like about structure rather than like stuff within the movie.
I think structure and pacing is part of the movie.
I think that's the first time I feel like I've heard you in interpret the category in that way.
This is the first time I've heard you bring up door slams. So
okay,
there
we go.
What are you going to give this for angry phone hangups?
I'm going to say this is a 2. This is a 2.
Yeah, I'll go 2 as well.
2 after all that. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to push so hard. Give it a 0. Next category. Titular theme song.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean,
so
they never say. They never
Under
say.
The Boardwalk is.
That's true. There's
sort of
a
close.
Boardwalk on a beach. Yeah. I mean, we have been a little more generous with this category than other categories.
Yes.
And like Wind Beneath My Wings is so iconic. It did win a Grammy.
Yes. Not titular, but.
It's not titular,
there's
but it
a
is.
A song
sort
about
of,
tits.
That's true.
A titslinger, yeah.
Not a titslinger song. So yeah.
You are titslinger.
A
titty are you aware of a titty? So good.
Very good. You did model your life
accurate?
After a season. It
huh?
is not.
What?
It is not.
Yeah. You thought there was a man named Titslinger?
No, there's John Crapper.
Well, there you
he
go.
He went to the toilet.
Did he?
Yeah, that's what they say on
cartoons.
Cups of soda.
What kind of cups of soda?
Bowling alleys.
Okay.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, well, Your
sense.
Honor, I submit Exhibit A. This bowling alley cup.
Yes.
So what do you think they get this for a titular theme song?
So not because it is analogous, I would say I'll give it a 70. But it's very close that we start on a beach, singing a song about
a boardwalk, yeah,
on a beach, mm-hmm. And it's called Beaches.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. What'd you say? 70?
Yes.
I'm gonna go 80.
80. I'll split the difference between you guys. 75.
Okay. All right.
That song, Wind Beneath My Wings, is kind of like an. Did you ever know it must have been colder in my shadow? Fuck you, God. So rude. Okay. Entrances with pizzazz.
I mean, she only wrote that after she was dead.
Like, she never had to hear
gonna,
this.
She's not gonna like say it to your face.
Must have been colder in my shadow. Excuse, I had a very full life. Thank you very much. I didn't want to be a singer. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
What was your next question?
Entrances with pizzazz.
I mean,
the opening. How did they reveal Bette Midler? Like,
yeah.
Here in a long
Man
shot,
Bialik.
I feel like every time Bette Midler
walks into a room.
Yeah, that was pizzazz. Like,
getting definitely. Out of the cop car.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Like in the O industry number again. There's like she's backlit. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. Even like the bathroom scene where the little girl screams about her not picking up her towels, mm-hmm. and she's in that robe, yeah. and she's, you know, that's mm-hmm. great. Interesting.
You don't go to Bette Midler when you want understated.
No.
We're frightened too.
She cut her chops in the bathhouse. She had to like get men to stop having sex with each other to pay attention to her. Like
this goes out to the boys on the toilets. What would you give this for entrances with pizzazz?
Great. I would say this is a 95.
95.
I'll go 90.
90. I'll go 88, the year it came out.
Okay.
Next category, non-traditional murder weapons. The only thing is that heart virus, that virus.
Yes,
that's
hey,
true.
Congrats.
The other thing, and this is very like conceptual, but again, in the O industry number,
wow,
when like irony, she has, she turns around and she has the mask. There's a
she's dead.
I think there's a death of some sort.
Her spirit
death. There's
murder?
Something of death.
Or was
there's
she
some
losing.
Yes, industry crushed her, destroyed her, defeated her.
Who was
it
she?
Is untraditional. She was a combination, as you said earlier. She was part Moment Chan's, part
How does
Kate
that
Bush.
To industry.
She became the captain.
Well, as I said, it is conceptual. It is a very sort of weird avant-garde thing. Is she obviously was destroyed? Her like her individuality, her personality
Absolutely.
Was
or
destroyed.
She made
was murdered
and became one of them.
Okay. Someone's being. I think you're being argumentative for the sake of it.
Yeah.
I don't think you. I think you get what I'm saying.
I think it's like you get a Letterman jacket when you turn into a Moment Chan.
Oh, when you studied Moment Chan, that's what you got.
I will give it a 60 though because
60 pretty high for a movie where no one's murdered.
What are you talking about? She's murdered by that thing, and I do think that the O industry it ends with a murder.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to go 65.
You guys are insane. I'm giving it a 25.
Okay.
For the virus.
For the virus. That's all.
Not
nothing
the record
else.
Show. It's for the virus. Next category, breath acting.
Okay, there are two big moments in this one.
It was all of Barbara Hershey going up those steps.
Oh my
Barbara
gosh.
Hershey going up the steps, and when after the, they had that fight, and she's on the flight with her husband, and she goes into the bathroom, and she just sort of cries.
Barbara Hershey, her whole like the final third of the movie is her going, I'm just so tired.
And also when she gave birth, but like Bette Midler passes out, and she's there going like, no, she's doing all that breath acting. So Barbara Hershey really brings it, the breath acting.
No one's brought up her collagen implant she got for these.
Well, that's coming up later.
Oh, that's true. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
How about this? Singing is all
singing,
breath
that's
acting.
What I say, and some people get mad at that.
You can't.
Well, you also say talking is breath acting.
No, I don't.
You have been known to say talking is breath
no,
acting.
No, I have not. When it's like, you gotta get this.
She's
go, please.
Big gasp.
She's singing huge gasp. Yeah. Before
her,
she says, fly.
The way she sings Under the Boardwalk is so uninspired, but also big. I'm going to give this one a big old 85.
85.
I'm going to go 87.
87. I'll go 79.
Okay. All right.
All right. Next category, mannequins on a scale of 0 to 100.
Oh.
There is the department store.
There's
a
department store.
Yes.
There are a couple mannequins in there.
Okay.
You could argue that
the
in O industry, those guys are sort of mannequin-y. They're sort of like dancing mannequins.
But they are humans.
They are humans.
So.
He doesn't care.
But they're
that.
Representative of sort of like a faceless mannequin-y kind of existence.
It's weird.
I'm the one with loose interpretation.
Again, there were opportunities for there to be more mannequins.
Would you
say
these are missed opportunities?
Missed. Yes.
Like where would you add some more mannequins?
I mean, you could have had it in a dressing room. You could have had it.
Sure.
that just
more department store fights.
More department
stores. Maybe this movie was called Department Stores and not Beaches.
Like that movie Mannequins?
Yeah. So what would you give this for Mannequins?
I'm going to give this one a
10.
10. I'm going to go 15.
15? I'm going to go 7 because there's just that one scene in there.
Yes. Okay.
And then we don't get a close-up.
Sure.
All right, next category, dramatic lighting.
Oh, well,
there's a bunch.
Boy, there's some dramatic lighting.
I mean, they're the production numbers, which you know have that. Also,
the
like
the jazz club.
Christmas when she's
in
doing
the apartment.
The Christmas in the apartment. Maybe when she's at that fight they have in that disco club. Has all the neon, and also like Barbara Hershey when she's dying.
Yes.
And all the stuff on the beach is so like very like golden lighting. Yeah.
The sunset.
Her
get it?
Driving up you know, to see her friend.
Fred in the rain and the, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess I think this movie's like a shitty version of Terms of Endearment. Like, if you want to see this done well, like, watch Terms of Endearment.
Sure.
Oh,
but
fine.
Can either of those women sing like Bette Midler?
No, but I don't watch Tearjerker for singing.
But you
know really
but you said earlier that you listened to the soundtrack of this like
it's
a lot.
It's really funny that you
12.
Said that
sure.
Because I knew Barbara Hershey was the co-star at this movie. But I imagined in my head the lady from Terms of Endearment.
Deborah Winger?
Yes.
Oh.
She would have your head for that.
Well, I didn't even remember her name, so.
There you go.
Searching for Deborah Winger, the documentary about how middle-aged women in Hollywood are forgotten. Mm-hmm. Wow, part of the problem, Marcy.
Part of the problem.
There's also one other shot where Cece's recording some song. They lit like the rocks behind her all green.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's her.
And also, like at the
studio.
End when she's doing "Glory of Love" and she's in the spotlight, she does a weird thing with her arms, and then like the,
yeah.
The flat comes up, and
walking
there's a,
up
yeah,
the
walking up
the
staircase.
With
that's
a
very
little,
dramatic.
Oh,
Victoria
I got chills just thinking
chills,
about
and then
it.
They have the
just got chills. 100.
Are you giving it 100?
You heard me.
All right, making sure.
I'm gonna go. I'll go 80 on this one.
80. Yeah, I'll go. I'll go 79.
Okay.
All right. Next category: strident women on a scale of
0 to 100. I mean, you've got Lainey Kazan.
I mean, a lot of assholes.
You've got Bette Midler. You've got Victoria. Even she's kind of a strident little child.
Oh yeah, she was the worst.
I would say even
Barbara Hershey.
Yes.
She is at times.
She's so mousy.
Oh,
I
my
thought.
God.
No, but there she was a real bitch in that department
when
store.
She's like
that whole like
how
that
does
part
it
here.
Feel?
Her hating Sizzle 76, I guess, was pretty funny.
Yeah. Or just like even just like her really like I don't want to. Like her just bitchy, like, I guess it's not important to some people. You know what I mean?
Or I
like,
think her saying, do you ever feel like you're a second choice is as bold as it comes. To say that about a husband?
Right.
Yeah. They're both awful
crazy.
To each other.
That's a yeah.
90.
Yeah, I'm going to go 90. Because of Lainey Kazan, we're going to go 95.
95.
What about the hand walking queer?
That's true.
No,
she
was
she's
just
sweet.
She was just all about her hands.
You should have seen what happened to her later in life.
Oh, no. She hand walked into a bank and robbed it. I'll give it a 95. They're pretty goddamn strong. Everyone's kind of an asshole in this movie. Next category, fun fonts.
There's a bunch.
Oh, yes. We got the club font.
We got the
fun.
Handwriting. We got anytime there's a marquee, that's fun. There's a lot of marquees in this movie.
The boardwalk, I mean.
Boardwalk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of just like fun like ads and stuff.
I thought the opening credits were a little underwhelming.
I agree. It felt very like this is what the default of word is.
The Times New Roman of movie opening credits.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like the marquees were fun.
Yeah. We had some nice posters. And,
sure.
Mm-hmm. The Falcon Theater had some fun stuff.
Yeah.
I like
that. Was the logo was very similar to the Falcon video. You wear a
purely
Falcon?
Accidental, I'm
yes.
sure.
So I'm gonna give 70?
70.
I'm going to go 80.
80?
Yeah. Had some lot of fun stuff here.
Wow.
I burped. I'm sorry, guys.
All the handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying this says you gave Submarine a 75.
Okay.
Which had great fonts.
Sure.
Are you saying this is better?
But there were no marquees.
Oh, a marquee.
Yeah.
I'll go 75.
Okay.
All right. Next category, cheerworthy cameos.
There's a bunch in this one.
Oh, yeah.
We got Mark Shaiman. We got the voice of Gary Marshall at that audition. We hear his voice.
Hector Elizondo.
And Jennifer Lewis. She was Aida.
In
the Otto Titzling. That's Jennifer
also,
Lewis.
The guy who played the judge. Like, I have seen him in so many things, I just can't remember.
That's Hector Elizondo.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyone else? Let's see.
There's not a lot of like cameos in this movie, which is sort of surprising. But there were like a lot of like New York theater actors and stuff.
Yeah, 55.
55.
I'm going to go 70.
70?
Yeah. Jennifer Lewis?
Hello.
Miss Jennifer Lewis, thank you very much.
Gave it a 40.
I cheered. Okay.
Next category, memorial moments. Like a moment where they stop and think about dear Gregory, who he lost in the fire.
I think, I mean, you could definitely say that. I think there are two moments. Yeah, I mean, it is mostly flashbacks, so there's that. I think the moment when Bette Midler comes back to that theater, there's like a moment where she like walks in and she's like, I've returned. Like, she was definitely like.
The Falcon Theater?
The Falcon Theater, yes.
That was a memorial moment?
She definitely had a moment where she was like remembering going back. Like to this, like remembering coming home.
And they had a moment where they were remembering their friendship that Christmas
when
they found that
when she found the picture, the framed picture of their photo strip. That was another memorial moment.
And then at the
end, I feel like there are more actual, like watching the sunset and singing "Wind Beneath My Wings" when like she's dead.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Great.
There's
that's
that too. You can add that to the list.
We were like... just that happened later in the film.
We're going chronological.
These are more things like remember when that. I don't. They didn't feel memorial. It seems like eulogy, like a memorial. It's like a death, like already, as opposed
to
just remember
me. It's just
when.
Like remember this or like having a sort of nostalgic. There's like a nostalgia.
Well, then at
moments.
The end when she's talking to Victoria and she's like, "I was smoking.
I did whatever they told me not to do." Yeah.
So what are you going to give it for memorial moments?
Since it wasn't for how campy I think it was, it didn't really like tug too hard at your heartstrings.
What?
So,
you think Beaches didn't try to tug too hard at the heartstrings?
It was no Little Women.
Thank you.
I think that one wouldn't
I think
let you.
Beaches is like designed to make you cry.
I just
exactly.
want to say
it feels like plastic. It feels fake. It's
but,
phony.
But I haven't gotten to
that's
say
okay
this.
That it's not that you think it's sort of like clumsy at it, but just but
yeah,
you were saying like
work.
It's not there. But she said like there's not really it doesn't really have that. But
I think
like it's designed.
It goes overboard. Like I just saw Little Women like a few weeks ago, and I was like, we get it, Beth, it's dead. Leave us alone. It, like they kept revisiting it and revisiting it, and it was just torture. So for this one, I think it's more like 40.
40.
Really? I think it is a lot more because I think it sort of like exists to be like, remember our friendship. I'm going to give it an 80.
80. I'll give it a 60.
Okay.
I mean, there's a shot of a casket going into the ground.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. The last one at a funeral. How rude to just leave the saddest person, the person closest.
She'll be fine.
That always happens in movies and never in real life. You would never just be like, sneak on
she'll
out.
She'll be okay.
She doesn't need support right now at the toughest time of her life.
Oh, the orphan child and the only friend in the world. We're going to get on out of here.
Although I bet that like in that situation, you almost wish that would happen because usually what happens is everyone's like, are you okay? Are you okay?
Too
and
much.
You're just like, all right, I'm fine.
Give me some space.
I just called a Lyft. I got to go.
Thank you. All right. Next category, a feels song. Is there a song in this movie that puts you in your feels?
I mean,
yeah,
Wind
Beneath My Wings, yeah.
Yeah.
And not even just that, like, I think it's going to rain today is a very sort of wistful ballad.
I hated that song.
Oh, that one, I think, is there a bit, did they sing Baby Mine in this one too, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's another one. There's a bunch of feels songs
in
this.
And also, let's give the weight to the feels too. It's not just like you feel it. It's like this is like long term. Wind Beneath My Wings any day of the week for the past 30 years could make someone really feel something. So you have to
like,
heavily.
How many gay sons have sung this to their mother?
Oh God, all those little.
I did. I had it in a show. We played it at some point. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
So I'm gonna say this is a good 95.
95.
I'm gonna go. I'm going to go 99 just to have something else. Just in case someone brings in Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
I'm giving it 100. I mean,
all
this is it.
Oh,
there
wow.
you go.
All right, next category. Macabre. How macabre is Beaches? I mean, Barbara Hershey's a little macabre.
She's macabre.
Like, I don't want to go outside. When Bette Midler says, don't you want to go outside? Like, she's sitting by a window on the beach house. Like, what more does she need to do?
She wants her to spend any time with their daughter.
We'll bring the daughter inside.
It's just like...
Daughters don't belong inside.
You're
not on the beach.
Yet. You're not
There's
dead
plenty of time
yet.
For inside in that coffin. I think that, again, industry, I feel like this number is
That's
carrying
macabre.
A lot of weight. That's macabre. That's weird.
I even think the way that she breaks up with her husband is sort of like the Bette Midler and like
John Hurd.
Yeah, they're just kind of like
the steps of the thing.
Macabre.
I want
call
to
that macabre.
That's not,
but it's okay.
I think
macabre is like death, like spooky is like.
Yeah, I think it's really spooky to be like, I'm leaving you so I don't hate you.
I think the way they laugh over Arthur the dog's death is kind of macabre.
Oh yes,
there you go.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, hey, let's.
Barbara Hershey's eye makeup.
The hand walking queer is kind of weird.
Absolutely.
Freak.
Absolutely.
Total freak of nature.
Yeah, I think this is 60.
60.
I'm going to go 65.
65. I'll go 30.
All right.
Not that macabre. All right. Next category, vibrato. Let's go
so vibrato. I mean, just to say, when this movie was pitched, vibrato, there's the literal meaning of vibrato, but it's also meant like anytime there's something extra, like sort of zhuzhy, a little like more on it.
Every time something's a little much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, every scene.
Yeah.
Every scene's a little much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't know. I don't even need to go into it, do I?
No.
100.
Yeah.
100.
I'm going to go 100 as well.
100. John's going 100. I'll go 80.
Okay, what is keeping you at the 80 range?
A lot of the scenes with Barbara Hershey and her husband. I don't know, a lot of Barbara Hershey stuff kind of falls flat.
Yes, but that was the
until
point,
she gets to the death scene, though.
Yeah,
yeah, since so she really plays
deducting
it.
Deducting 20%. Though.
Fair, fair.
All right, next category, wigs. On a scale
I mean,
of
yeah, we touched on this earlier,
honestly,
but I mean, like.
Didn't even think about them being wigs until you said it because they were so good. Those wigs were
so
great.
So good. I have to say, I really have to give a shout out, and most Please. People won't get this reference, but I think it was during the, like, during the Spalding Gray section of it, where Bette Midler's wig was just like Kay Ballard. Do you know, if you're listening to this and you know who Kay Ballard is, just tweet at me, hashtag Kay Ballard, so I know that you get this reference. She's like a woman. She was like a Broadway woman from like the 60s. She was like a lesbian, but like couldn't say it at the time, but it had that very sort of like sense of a female lesbian. I know, it's crazy.
When she had the Olympia Dukakis hair? Or?
A little bit. It's more, it was a little more Kay Ballard, but it was similar to Olympia Dukakis.
Okay.
A feathered bob.
Yes, exactly. Like sort of sensible, but sort of a little stylish or something.
Like Bette Midler's short hair, that was a wig.
Yeah,
all
I think a lot of her stuff was
all of her
a wig.
All of
yeah.
the hairs were wigs.
There's so much. I mean, especially like something like Otto Titzling. That,
I mean,
that definitely was a wig.
Think of like little Maya Bialik's wig at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a good 80.
80.
I'm going to go 90 on this one, I think.
I'll go 80.
Okay.
A lot of wigs. All right, next category. Themes of mothers.
There's a bunch in this.
There's a bunch.
Yeah.
We got the supporting roles are the mothers.
Also, Barbara Hershey. That's
Barbara Hershey. Yep. There's that one scene.
Bette Midler becomes a mother.
Bette Midler becomes a mother. There's
Lainey
Kazan, all of that.
Uh-huh.
But then the very like powerful melodrama moment where Barbara Hershey's like, I need to find a picture of my mother to look at her hands.
Yes, yes.
That's a really big one.
Or even just screaming at her mother in the dressing room.
Get up. Yeah, yeah.
Your big mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you give it?
I give this one an 80.
I'm going to go 84.
84. I'll go 75.
Okay.
Okay, next category, pool trouble.
Okay, there's one moment that we're going to fight, I'm going to put out there.
Okay.
So, Barbara Hershey, they've just had their fight in New York, and Bette Midler is that sort of montage of Bette Midler, like, writing her letters, like, please respond, please respond.
Uh-huh.
As she's reading one of, Barbara Hershey, she's not reading, but as we're hearing it, Barbara Hershey walks by a pool.
Is there trouble involved?
Well, there's tension. There's trouble in the relationship.
The pool has nothing to do with
the
trouble.
The pool sets it up. The pool is the backdrop.
The pool sets it
the
up.
Pool
they
is the,
have,
yeah, like the, it's all
that
it's something
would
about.
Not have been clear unless she was walking
exactly.
by a pool.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
we needed that
saying?
Pool there. Yes, I'm saying
are
that.
Are you fighting for 50 points or 4 points? I need to know how strong
that really, is. If we're really, really stretching, then mm-hmm. how about the beginning where Hillary's lost and you could imagine that her hotel has a pool?
Yeah.
That's right, because she said, is there an indoor pool? And she said, uh-huh. yes.
And what is
there
the beach
go.
If not next to a giant pool?
That's exactly. right. Exactly. See?
It's
you're getting it,
pool.
Mark. Now you're getting it.
Oh, but when you're a liberal, it's fine. It's fine. It's a calamity. It's a cultural outrage.
When have you been liberal?
Always.
Four?
Based
I'm gonna
on...
Go, we just talked about it.
Oh, you're buying that argument?
Yeah.
Okay.
4 points, Mark. Four. Right. I'm going to give it 10.
10?
Yes.
He
zero.
Spent all that time thinking okay. about it, so he gives it a 10.
I'm not going to reward bad effort. All right, next category, quips.
Quips.
It's
oh,
got a lot of them.
A lot of quips.
A lot of fun quips.
Oh, boy.
Lainey Kazan. And, you know,
and
Bette Midler's...
Before she got into attachment parenting.
Yeah.
A lot of sniping yeah. back and forth.
A lot of cracking wise in this yeah. movie. Mm-hmm. That's Bette Midler for you.
That's like Gary Marshall, too, probably.
Yeah, true.
What a match.
Cut his teeth on Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, yeah. He loves a quippy woman. All right,
he's not afraid of him.
A 98.
Quippy woman.
98.
98? I'm going to go 92. There's not like as many like quotable things.
Sometimes
like,
it feels a little forced.
A little bit, yeah.
Like the entire movie.
Okay.
wow. I'll give it a 80.
Okay.
We're giving it an 80. All right, next category, sassy best friends.
I mean,
best look, you got Bette Midler, and then she becomes best friends with Victoria, who's
that's
also
true.
Sassy.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of yeah. sass going on in this movie.
Also, that dog.
Poor Arthur.
I always feel bad when there's like a big dog in an apartment.
Yeah, that
like,
shouldn't
that's
be.
That's not fair to the dog.
It's not fair to the dog.
You know, Great Danes are one of the best apartment dogs.
Oh, because they don't need a lot of like.
Yeah, they're lazy as hell.
Mm. Oh, so not that.
Yeah. So yeah, 100.
All right.
You don't get much sassier.
That's true. I'm going to go 98.
98. What's keeping it from 100?
Barbara Hershey's a little dish raggy at times.
Well, both best friends can't be sassy.
They have time.
Tell that to Romy and Michelle.
Sassy. Yeah.
That's true. Tell it to Woodward and Bernstein.
You're right.
I'll give it a 95.
Okay.
This is number one in Sassy Best Friends.
All right.
Woo!
Take that, ghost. Which was number two. Next category, shawls. On a scale of 0 to 100.
Ooh. Okay, there's definitely one instance of double shawls.
Double shawls?
A rare double shawl appearance. Wow. It is at the opening night party of the weird musical that's O Industry, and after John Hurd leaves, someone says to Bette Midler, like, oh, can you take a picture with my cousins, and they're two twins. That surround her. They each have a shawl.
Okay,
so we got that.
I honestly feel like it's unfair that I don't know these categories going
that's
in
okay
I
it's
don't
tough.
Know to look for these things.
That's probably true.
Yeah. And also, I know, I just want to mention, we sort of brought it up earlier, that scene in the disco club. I feel like Bette Midler, her top is anti-shawl.
Because it's a cold shoulder?
Because it's just like both of her exposed shoulders.
Yeah, so it's sort of like... Would that detract from your double shawl?
No,
sore?
I think if anything else,
so
sort of like...
So it takes away one of the shawls.
Yeah.
That's not how I'm using that to work. I think like it's in the
just
spirit
so
of
you
shawl.
Know, yeah. I feel like you should know that's called a cold shoulder.
That's what that's called? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do you have a lot of cold shoulder tops?
No, but they want fat women to wear them. I promise you. They're like, you can expose this skin, right? This skin's not too nasty, right? Sure. The skin on the top of your shoulder and your arm.
You have confidence in your shoulders, right? Yeah.
I mean, it's big. And
they
no
are
one
your
likes
best
it,
feature.
But if you're going to show some skin, you can't be showing a midriff. You have
show
to show
up that Tweety Bird tattoo. What are you going to give it for shawls?
I'm going to give it a 0.
0.
There are two shawls in there.
Failed. I took one away because of the...
But then there's a shawl.
One. Give it a 1.
Give it a 1. I'm going to give it a 12.
12. I'll give it a 12.
I feel like for me, I would have to... I need to see 100 shawls then.
To be... So you're going pure number of shawls.
A literal, yeah.
If only there's a shawl factory.
It's not quality, it's quantity. Mm-hmm.
All right, next category. And we're only... 4 away from your category.
Okay.
We're getting there. Next category, footwork.
There's a bunch in this.
There's choreography.
There's a lot of choreography. Absolutely. There's like her backup singers when she was doing Under the Boardwalk.
Passing
had a lot
out
of
on
fun.
The steps when she got that virus.
Passing out on the steps.
That's some fancy footwork.
And then
there.
Also when Mayim Bialik leaves that restaurant, she tap dances down the staircase.
Uh-huh. Wow, this is
the
great.
The hand walking queer is a form of footwork in
I
a way.
You could say that.
Using
yeah.
your hands for feet.
Yes.
Sure, sure.
Let's be open-minded.
There's when they're at the hospital, the Victoria, they focus on her feet as she goes into her mom's room.
Oh. Wow.
So Quentin Tarantino would score very well in this category. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, like when they're running through the hospital, that's a lot of footwork. Because it's not just like, yeah. There's a bunch in this. Yeah.
I would say choreography alone, this is an 85.
85.
Yeah. I'm going to go 89.
89. Yeah. I mean, if Chicago's the 100, I'll give this an 80.
Okay.
All right. Next category. A bold lip.
Okay, now we're talking about Barbara Hershey.
Barbara
Hershey, yeah.
Literally.
And that was like such a talking point at the time.
It was, because I think she had just been in some other movie, so we knew what her lips
looked
like.
We could see
like.
The difference, yeah.
Oh, those fake, this is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, it could be that, but also like Bette Midler does have a lot of red. A
lot of red.
I mean,
red lips,
we literally have a scene where she asks, how does this lip color look on me? I think it looks nice. She goes, I don't it makes you look like a corpse.
Yeah, and she's like, may I have a tissue, please?
Well, that's very bold, then.
Well, it was bold of her to say about a
that's
lip.
That's true. Bold about a lip. Okay, I like that.
I mean, it's so hard. Because are any movies scoring really high on the bold?
We've only this is for three.
Okay.
But the inaugural category, Ghost, scored a 70.67.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this is not there.
I imagine
so.
Joker would do very well.
Sure, sure.
I think this was more like, I already am having so many regrets about what movies I should have picked. Because now that
then the podcast is working.
Yeah, okay. I will come back.
We want our guest to be filled with
regret. I have another one that I need to do.
Julie Brister really regrets bringing in Smile, a movie no one's heard of.
I'm gonna for bold lips. I'm gonna say this is a 30.
30.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna go much higher because I think Barbara Hershey just like it was such a talking point.
Oh, right.
I
just couldn't tell what had happened to her face.
Mm-hmm. You're like something's wrong, but you didn't know it was the lip.
Something's amiss.
Something's bad.
Yeah. I'm going 85 on this one.
85.
Yeah.
This is the highest you've ever given a bold lip.
Yep. In three categories, three movies I have done. Yep.
I'm gonna give it a 50 because there's not a lot of like bright cherry red. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
really
not outside of like the number.
So.
Yeah.
Right. All right, next category: wearing someone else's clothes.
So I feel like the costumes, like when Bette Midler is performing, those are like not.
But aren't
her
those
clothes.
Her clothes though? Like the actor, wouldn't you say this is my costume?
But I feel like it's the like she's just, to me it's like assuming another identity.
Hey,
like if there's
bunny
something
suit
about that, like she's like the bunny suit. That
bunny
but like
suit.
The character, like when she's in the movie, the auto titsling, the O industry. It's like she's becoming another person in these clothes. There's also when Barbara Hershey's like, that's my robe.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Now
okay, now you're buying something.
Now there's
okay,
something.
All right, then I think okay. This is a 20.
I think just a costume to me isn't quite the spirit
no,
of the thing.
No, because, I mean, what was this pitched on? Titanic.
Yeah.
I think
when he wears a suit. The Titanic.
Right. Oh,
right.
Kathy,
or like,
whatever.
To me, like, talented Mr. Ripley would be, but when you're like assuming sure. Someone else's identity by wearing their clothes.
But right, but it also like, still happens
like,
in
this
the...
These are fitted to you. Like they take measurements.
But like,
so
but
they
it's like,
fit,
but they're clothes that exist for another character. But they, but it's
they
you being another
actor.
Character.
It was a
I don't know.
Very small theater group, Mark. They're not doing alterations.
Those look pretty fitted. To
those turtlenecked men.
They're like everyone bring in a paper mache mask, and hopefully
absolutely.
They all match.
Everyone had to make their own. They just happen to look the same. My God,
they were dedicated.
I forgot what
they
I,
had a mask
I
making
just
party.
Said,
I didn't hear.
I
it.
Forgot.
I'm sorry. What do you want it to be?
Wait.
Wearing another person's clothes.
There's definitely the Barbara Hershey.
There's
you're wearing my robe.
A robe.
There's
yeah.
That.
I think.
I think the costume for me, Bette Midler's performance, like when she's wearing performance.
So anytime in
like
a movie where someone is acting or playing
yes.
A part, that
yes.
Would count for this.
Yes. Yeah. So it's not your clothing.
Okay.
I think much in the same way, I think it would count for a superhero movie when they're like being the superhero.
That is there. That. What are you talking about?
But
Spider-Man?
It's like, but they're being another about? Identity. They're being like another person.
But that
like
is you. You are that person.
But they're not going, oh, I'm Peter Parker. They're like, no, I'm Spider-Man. Like they're creating another
newsletter.
Identity.
Bruce Wayne is the costume. Batman's the real thing.
Okay.
What are you going to give okay. It for wearing another person's clothes?
I guess I'm going to give it a 23.
23.
And me.
I'm gonna. Oh,
they lost
I'm,
a lot of layoffs.
I'm gonna go. Really, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go 65.
65 for a one robe.
Look, mm-hmm. He said it. He believed it. He's going. With
I'm giving it a 5.
Okay.
All right. Next category: witches.
Okay.
Really.
So, well,
since we have strident women, I feel like we shouldn't. There can't be a lot of. Oh, you know what I mean? I'm treating witches as witches.
Okay.
Literal.
Here are my two okay. Sort of things to put out there. There was in that fight scene in the store where Barbara Hershey said, "You're a stuck-up little witch." So she literally called Bette Midler a witch.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then you might want to give points just for like, you know, a tip of the hat to Bette Midler and Hocus Pocus.
Which came
I
out
don't think that's,
after this?
It did come out after this.
I don't
this.
Think that's fair.
I'm just putting things out there, like arguments, uh-huh. You know, so it's not just 0, 0, 0, okay.
Boy, that's a really good mark, though.
Thank you.
I can help when movies are brought in.
It's weak. I admit that, but yeah. That's what I got.
Finally, that's all I wanted you to do was admit your argument is weak.
I think people who take care of plants are witches.
Okay.
Certain types
that's
of
true.
Sorcery.
She's killing a lot of
yeah. I give it a 5.
5.
I'm going to go 8.
8. I'm giving it a 0. There okay. Were no witches. All right, Marcy, time has come for you to add a category to the gay canon.
Okay. Because I really think this, I loved
okay.
It. I think... There has to be a category where, oh God, oh, I have to pick between two. I'm going to say a lover turned friend.
Lover turned friend. What about that is gay to you?
That happens all the time, I think, in the, sure. Like, especially with lesbians, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people once lovers, now friends. Like, that's
okay.
That's
so what would be
former lovers becoming friends?
So yes. This would be like the John Hurd part.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Do you know what I almost picked? Out of control animal.
Arthur the dog.
Or sassy dog, is what I was going to say.
But best friend dog. It's the same category, really.
Friends
a sassy
who
dog.
Are former lovers is pretty good.
I like that.
I like
yeah.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would you give this?
What would you give Beaches on?
I mean, there's... I would say both characters were still friendly with John Hurd.
That's
right?
True.
Do we
yeah.
see him after like they break up? I guess he brings her back for the play.
Yeah, she comes back for the play.
Any other exes in there?
She was the only one with enough talent to do the part justice.
That's right.
Yep. I would say this
for
is...
like a 40-seat theater or something.
Yeah.
Did she win a Tony for a 40 seat? Does that happen?
No, but I think I think that was a time jump, so I think that was later. Like, I think it was another show she was doing that she got the Tony for.
So I'm going to say this is a 45.
45. What is, like, Sizzle 76 analogous to?
Well, I think that, like, the auto-titling number is from one of Bette Midler's acts, which I believe she did, like, a review, like, one of her big things on Broadway, she did a review called Clams on the Half Shell. And so I don't know if that number is specifically from that review, but
like,
it is from
a... Broadway shows where it's just like, here's a collection of numbers.
Yeah. I mean, that happened more when Broadway wasn't so expensive. So they would have that to be like, okay, like, yeah, this celebrity.
Great singers.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's like, there have been sort of, I mean, like, Bruce Springsteen had his show. What's his name? Morrissey did like a residency. Like, it's not unheard of.
And now they're filming Hamilton.
They've already filmed it, but yeah.
They did?
Yeah. It was filmed with the original cast.
That's coming out in 2021. Why is it taking so long?
There's probably some sort of
special effects
contract.
Element.
No, there's probably it's usually contracted where like
you
because
think it's just gonna be a concert film.
No, it is the Broadway production that they filmed. That's what that's going to be. But a lot of times with stuff like that, it is contractual. Like, you can't show it because it might cut into the profits of the Broadway production.
I think there's gonna be some sort of cinematic element. They're gonna add something to this. It can't just be a concert version.
Not a concert version. It is the Broadway production that is filmed.
It can't be a live tape version of the Broadway show.
Why can't it?
They need to add something. If you're going to release it into the theaters by Disney, I think they're going to throw a bunch of money. There's going to be like CG. There's going to be something.
It's Hamilton. They don't need to add stuff to it.
There's going to be something. Mark my words. I predict there'll be something.
Okay. I'm so glad, Mark, that you're telling me how Broadway works and that you know better than me. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it has been announced and said in the press that it is the original Broadway production. It has already been filmed.
Mark my words.
Okay. There we go.
Shove it in his face.
All right,
yeah.
Great.
I don't give a shit if I'm wrong.
That's so
good.
Annoying about you.
Because
you always point out other people are wrong, and it hurts my feelings, and you don't care when you're wrong.
None of this matters.
You nihilist.
So what are you going to give it for Lover Turn Friend?
Lover Turn Friend. I think because it's one of the major relationships in the movie, it's not the most major one, obviously. So I'm going to go 55.
55, and I predict one of the Skylar sisters will be played by Baby Nut.
It's not going to happen.
25.
Okay.
All right. Now we are into the bonus round, Marcy.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
These are things that are either yes or no. We don't have to agree. You'll see.
We do have to agree.
It's the opposite of what I just said.
Yes.
Okay. So plus 15% bonus points for positive portrayals of homosexuality.
I don't think there's a lot, so I would not give it this bonus.
No.
And then on that same straight actors playing gay roles, negative 5% each instance.
No.
This has not happened, no.
And then finally, negative 50% if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie Cruising, so it is
not
penalized 50% of its points.
So, crunch these numbers. So out of a possible 3,900 points, Beaches has scored 1,599, giving it a percentage of 41, making it the 22nd gayest movie ever. Not as gay as Smile, but gayer than Mission Impossible Fallout.
All right. Well done, Marcy.
Well, that feels right.
All right. Well, hey.
We did it,
Marcy.
We did it.
I'm glad I got to cry for a little bit. Cry a little.
Laugh a little.
And let the clouds roll by a little. That's the story of. That's the glory of love.
Marcy. Marcy, is there anything you'd like to plug, promote, or show for at this moment?
Oh my gosh. Well, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is back out. So you got to be watching that for me, please.
Just for you.
Then, yeah. Check out Kardashian It, All Things Kardashian. I Got a Funny Feeling. We talk about spooky stuff. And then 90 Day Bay with Nicole Byer and I talking about every freaking 90 Day franchise show.
That's 9 hours a week.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
You're doing the Lord's work.
I'm so tired.
So much content you're creating.
It's too much. I'm consuming and creating, yes.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Marcy.
Yes, it was so much fun.
True delight.
And we'll be right back. We're back. Isn't that Marcy a delight?
Total delight.
I love her. She's fun.
She's salty. She makes dark jokes. What more do you want, I guess? Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't ask for anything more. But what we do have more of without us, I guess we have been asking. Yes, we have. We've got some more reviews we could talk about.
Please. How'd
you like that segue? Your face is saying you didn't like it. But I think I'm pretty good at it. All right, we've got a couple more reviews here we're going to go through. We got one from Sam Canyon. It is titled Puts Dentists in Danger. Gives us 5 stars. He says, I put on the Gremlins episode of the dentist to drown out the god-awful sounds of metal scraping my teeth and hygienist chastising me for not flossing. And I had to pause it so I didn't bite the dentist's hand from laughing so hard. 5 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
Thank you, Sam.
I never listen to things when I'm at the dentist. Do you?
No, just whatever music they're playing.
It seems rude. No offense, Sam Canyon, but I was like, I don't know. I feel like I should be present. I don't have to.
I guess maybe they have more, but I guess if you have like more sensitive gums or something like that, you might be more
sensitive
like
gums.
I need to tone out. I need something to take me away from all of this.
Fair enough.
We also have one from Felt Realness. Wow, that sounds like this fan is just, this podcast was made for them. And it is titled The Right Amount of Sass Needed in This World. So I love this podcast. Thank you, Felt Realness. My absolute favorite right now, Oscar, Brian, and Nicole's episodes are on my repeat fave. Well, that's nice.
Very nice.
That's very nice. I don't know that I've ever listened to a podcast more than once.
But everyone should.
They should. This
should
one, definitely.
And then re-download.
Re-download
them.
It. We need the numbers. Thank you for this and for bringing us more content. I know it's breaking math, but I wish I could give you guys 10 out of 5 stars. Well, thank you, Phil.
You can always write a fake account and leave another review.
No, I'm sure Felt Realness has all the integrity that you have when we're discussing mannequins in movies.
We can only hope.
But now we also have an email that comes from Regina Caldart, and it is titled Clean Shaven Surgeons. Why? ? And Regina says, hi, I just listened to your latest episode on Ghost, and I wanted to comment on the facial hair surgeons are clean-shaven comment. Okay, good. See, I like this kind of, we're getting information. We're learning stuff. Here we go.
What was the comment? Refresh my memory.
When we were talking about facial hair for Ghost, we were saying how like, oh, no one, there was one person, it was a surgeon who had a beard, and we were talking about how weird that would be. But she's saying, I used to work in operating rooms, and the reason most surgeons are clean-shaven is that they would have to wear a face mask and, in addition to that, a beard net, like a hair net before your beard. Mm. Google it to see what I mean. I know what you mean. I had to wear that once for a thing. Yeah, it's they're not fun. A lot of surgeon residents I worked with said they found it uncomfortable as it looped over their ears and also made them feel very warm, so they opted to go clean shaven. Well, there you go. We just learned something. Then she says, love the podcast. Can't wait to someday get famous enough to be on it. And then she says, it'll never happen, but one can dream. 3 hearts, Reggie. Well, thank you, Regina. That was very sweet.
Lovely. So Ghost was not really accurate, it sounds like. Yeah. Surgery.
Well, maybe he wasn't a surgeon. He was in a surgery room walking by. I don't know. So it's been a while ago. Exactly. So many movies.
Since we've watched Ghosts.
Well, that's it for emails, but be sure to email us and let us know if you have any information you can share with us. We love learning things. It's so important. If you can get to the bottom of this John Crapper thing we were talking about earlier.
What's that email?
It's at 20queens@gmail.com. And if people want to tweet at us or Instagram us, what would they do?
At Two Old Queens, which is also where we will announce next week's movie, which we don't know as of recording.
Because our guest cannot...
can't get it together.
Can't get it together.
But we'll it'll be up there Sunday. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, it'll be up Sunday.
Yes, great.
All right, get off my back. And the Instagram stories, you got 24 hours to see it.
Okay, yeah, so don't rest on that, guys. No. No dilly-dallying on that, yes.
Speaking of dilly-dallying, let's wrap this
let's
up,
Let's wrap
John.
This up. All right. Goodbye against the sky.
It's a different movie.
So high, I almost touched the sky. Thank you.
Oh, that's the same movie.
Thank you. Thank God for you. The wind beneath my wings.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.